2 Samuel chapter 3. Now there was long war between the house of Shaul and the house of David, but David waxed stronger and stronger, and the house of Shaul waxed weaker and weaker. And to David were sons born in Hebron. And his firstborn was Amnon of Ahinoam, the Jezreelitess. And his second, Kileab of Abigail, the wife of Nabal the Carmelite. And the third, Absalom, the son of Maacah, the daughter of Talmai, king of Geshur. And the fourth, Adoniah, the son of Haggith. And the fifth, Shephatiah, the son of Apital. And the sixth, Ithream, by Iglah, David's wife. These were born to David in Hebron. And it came to pass, while there was war between the house of Shaul and the house of David, that Abner made himself strong for the house of Shaul. And Shaul had a concubine whose name was Rizpah, the daughter of Aiah. And Ishbosheth said to her, "Abner, for what reason have you gone into your father's concubine?" And then was Abner very wroth for the words of Ishbosheth, and said, "Am I a dog's head which against Yehuda do show kindness this day to the house of Shaul your father, and to his brethren, and to his friends, and have not delivered you to the hand of David, that you charge me today with a fault concerning this woman? So do Yahweh to Abner, and more also, except as Yahweh had sworn to David, even so I do to him, to translate the kingdom from the house of Shaul, and to set up the throne of David over Israel and over Yehuda, from Dan even to Beersheba." And he could not answer Abner a word again, because he feared him. And Abner sent messengers to David on his behalf, saying, "Whose is the land?" saying also, "Make your league with me, and behold, my hand shall be with you, to bring about all Israel to you." And he said, "Well, I will make a league with you, but one thing I require of you, and that is, you shall not see my face except you first bring Michal, Shaul's daughter, when you come to see my face." And David sent messengers to Ishbosheth, Shaul's son, saying, "Deliver me my wife Michal, which I espoused to me, for 100 foreskins of the Philistines." And Ishbosheth sent and took her from her husband, even from Phaltiel, the son of Laish. And her husband went with her along, weeping behind her to Bahurim. And then said Abner to him, "Go, return." And he returned. And Abner had communication with the elders of Israel, saying, "You sought for David in times past to be king over you. Now then, do it. For Yahweh has spoken of David, saying, 'By the hand of my servant David will I save my people Israel out of the hand of the Philistines and out of the hand of all their enemies.' And Abner also spoke in the ears of Benjamin. And Abner went also to speak in the ears of David in Hebron all that seemed good to Israel and that seemed good to the whole house of Benjamin. And so Abner came to David to Hebron, and 20 men with him. And David made Abner and the men that were with him a feast. And Abner said to David, 'I will rise and go, and will gather all Israel to my master the king, so that they may make a league with you, and that you may reign over all that your heart desires.' And David sent Abner away, and he went in peace. And behold, the servants of David and Joab came from pursuing a troop, and brought in a great spoil with them. But Abner was not with David in Hebron, for he had sent him away, and he was gone in peace. And when Joab and all the hosts that were with him were come, they told Joab, saying, 'Abner the son of Ner came to the king, and he has sent him away, and he is gone in peace.' And then Joab came to the king and said, 'What have you done? Behold, Abner came to you. Why is it that you've sent him away, and he is quite gone? You know Abner the son of Ner, that he came to deceive you, and to know your going out and your coming in, and to know all that you do.' And when Joab was come out from David, he sent messengers after Abner, which brought him again from the well of Sirah. But David did not know it. And when Abner was returned to Hebron, Joab took him aside in the gate to speak with him quietly, and smote him there under the fifth rib, so that he died for the blood of Asahel his brother. And afterward, when David heard, he said, 'I and my kingdom are guiltless before Yahweh forever from the blood of Abner the son of Ner. Let it rest on the head of Joab, and on all his father's house, and let there not fail from the house of Joab one that has an issue, or that is a leper, or that leans on a staff, or that falls on the sword, or that lacks bread.' And so Joab and Abishai his brother slew Abner, because he'd slain their brother Asahel at Gibeon in the battle. And David said to Joab and all the people that were with him, 'Tear your clothes, and gird yourselves with sackcloth, and mourn before Abner.' And King David himself followed the couch. And they buried Abner in Hebron, and the king lifted up his voice and wept at the grave of Abner, and all the people wept. And the king lamented over Abner and said, "Did Abner die as a fool dies? Your hands were not bound, nor your feet put into fetters as a man falls before wicked men. So did you fall." And all the people wept again over him. And when all the people came to cause David to eat food while it was yet day, David swore, saying, "So do Yahweh to me, and more also, if I taste bread or aught else until the sun goes down." And all the people took notice, and it pleased them, as whatsoever the king did pleased all the people. For all the people and all Israel understood that day that it was not of the king to slay Abner the son of Ner. And the king said to his servants, "Do you not know that there's a prince and a great man fallen this day in Israel? And I am this day weak, though anointed king, and these men, the sons of Zeruiah, are too hard for me. Yahweh shall reward the doer of evil according to his wickedness." End of chapter.